Wow, that was so beautiful. Weren't there so many subtleties and nuances and just, thank you. I love that. So, have y'all been playing along with me this month, this Changed by Gratitude Challenge? Well, you have, because you've been part of my life, so you've been there with me. And, you know, I've noticed that it's prompting me to look at my day differently. I'm paying attention to what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, and I'm looking for good throughout my day. I'm looking for beauty and grace and generosity and kindness and things to be grateful for, so that I can share them, because that's, you know, the challenge, to share the gratitude. And I'm noticing the subtleties and the shifts within me as I'm doing this. And you know, there's this thing that happens when we're looking for something. We find it, don't we? Oftentimes, we're looking for inspiration, we're looking for wisdom, and a very predictable source of inspiration for us might be Ernest Holmes, the founder of the Science of Mind, Philosophy, and the Teaching. And he wrote, "Appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving are the motive power, which attracts and magnifies the hidden potentialities of life." Thank you. So some days, I'm very sure that I need to go in search of my good, for it is surely hidden. And I look for it, but at the same time, I've become aware that sometimes I might be searching for good because I don't want to engage in the good that's before me. It might not look the way I want it to look. It might not feel the way that I want it to feel. And I might not want to do the work to understand and deepen my understanding of the God, the good of right now. The good of right now. You know, pausing and looking and being aware of it right now. So with our gratitude practice this month, I am being reminded, and I expect we all are, to focus on the wisdom that exists. The wisdom that's already here, it's already a part of who we are. And that it is being shared in a way that we all have access to it. It's not some far-off thing that's inaccessible, that's hidden. If it's hidden, who's hiding it? I don't think it is hiding. So what's the block, I wonder? So another great Ernest Hemingway, shared, "Now is no time to think of what you do not have. Think of what you can do with what there is." So if we shift our attention from what we don't have to what we do have, and we focus on that, do we find our good? Why, yes, I think we do. So in one of my previous expressions of life, I was the school librarian for the elementary school, and so I had the great joy of reading books to children. And one of my favorite books to read at this time of the year was The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Are y'all familiar with it? The Giving Tree. Oh, it's such a great story. So I didn't bring it with me because, you know, I don't have time to read the entirety, but I'll give you my version of it. So The Giving Tree is about this tree. She is just this beautiful tree, and, oh, I forgot to tell you, it's a love story. And she loves a boy, and the boy actually loves her too. And every day the boy comes to the tree and he plays with her and he climbs her and he picks her apples and he gathers her leaves, and they share life and they find good. And you know what happens with boys and trees? We get older So the boy grows a little bit older, and he starts coming less and less often. And one day he comes, and the tree, she's so excited. Oh, come, boy, come. Swing from my branches and eat the apples and let's play. And the boy says, oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't have time. You know, I'm growing up. I don't have time to do that anymore. You know, tree, what I really need, I need some money. And the tree says, oh, well, I don't have any money. But here, take my apples. Take my apples and sell them, and then you will be happy. So the boy does. He takes her apples, and he sells them, and he stays away for a very long time, and pretty soon he comes back. And the tree, oh, my love, you're here. Come, play, climb, swing from the branches. And the boy says, oh, no, no, no. Oh, sorry, tree. I'm too busy for all of that. And, you know, honestly, I'm just here because I got a problem. You know, I want a house. I want a house to live in. Can you help me with a house? And the tree says, oh, no, I don't have a house. But I have branches. Take my branches, boy. Take my branches and build a home, and you will be happy. So the boy does, and the tree is happy. Long time goes by. The boy comes back. The tree, oh, yay, you're here. Oh, come play. The boy, who's now an older man, says, no, 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 no. I can't play. I have challenges. I have needs. Life is rough. You know, I just want to sail away. Then I'll be happy. And the tree says, well, I don't know how I can help you. I really can't help you, but take my trunk. Take my trunk and build your boat, and then you will be happy. So the boy does. Cuts down the trunk. And the tree is no longer a tree. She's a stump. And she's happy, but not really. Time goes by. The boy, well, now he's this old man. And he shuffles up. He comes to the tree. And she tries to get some energy to say, oh, boy, you're here. Oh, but I'm sorry, I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing to offer you. And the boy says, well, it's all right. I really don't need anything anymore, you know. I'm good. I just need a place to sit and rest. And the tree, she says, oh, well, a stump. It's a great place to sit and rest. Sit, boy, and rest. And the boy did. And the tree was happy. And she continuously gave what she had to give. She continuously was able to look at what she had and say, here, here. Here, the story reminds us, don't look at what you have lost. Look at what you have left. So no matter where you are on your life path, it is your path, it's your journey, it's your life, and your life has meaning and it has purpose. The science of mind is based upon the supposition that we are surrounded by a universal mind into which we think. If we can get into the feeling that we are not just using the law of mind, but that it is using us as well, and that it is inside us, outside us, all around us, we will develop a greater appreciation of its power. When we have a greater appreciation of its power, what are we able to do? We're able to use it in a more mindful, thoughtful way. So, my question for today, one of my questions, my first question for the day is, And I've been asking myself this. You know, maybe it's because it's the holidays and we brought out all of our good dishes to serve our family meal, Fred and I, on Thursday for Thanksgiving. And I was thinking about, you know, I have special occasion dishes. Am I living? Are you living? Are we living a special occasion life? Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I mean by that? Those special occasion dishes that we only bring out for the holidays? Or maybe you have special jewelry that you only bring out for special occasions? Or your Sunday best that's only for Sundays? Are there parts of your life that you're saving for that special occasion? Are there parts of the way that life is living through you, that it's moving through you, that, I'm just waiting till it's really going to be appreciated. You know, the right time, the right place, when it's really good. And then I'll bring my best self. Then I'm going to live my best life. Am I living a special occasion life? Or is every day the day to bring my best self forward, to appreciate what it is that I'm doing, that I am a part of? I think I'm exploring that holding out my best life keeps me from appreciating the blessings that are upon me. If I'm waiting, it's kind of this circular thing, isn't it? I'm waiting for my best life so that I can live my best life, but I keep waiting for the best life so that I can live my best life. But what if the best life is right here, right now, and I can live it right now? I can bring my best self forward. I can appreciate this life that is God, that is moving through me, this love, this peace, this joy, this wisdom that is moving through me, and share it now. It is your gift to life to know and live as if who you are matters. What you think, what you say, what you do is making a difference. To appreciate the power moving through you and responding to you. My affirmation: I appreciate this gift, my life. I use it well. I cherish it. I take good care of it. I share it. I express it. And I live it. There's many stories that are similar to the giving tree. Many of them throughout our lives, we've heard them. There's a Hindu story that I'll share with you. There's a boy who wants a drum, but his mother can't afford one. And so, sadly, she gives him a stick. And though he doesn't know what to do with it, he begins to play with the stick. And then he encounters an old woman trying to light her wood stove. The boy gives her the stick, and she lights her stove and makes some bread. And in return, she gives him a loaf. Walking on, the boy comes across a potter's wife whose child is crying from hunger. The boy gives her the bread in gratitude. She gives him a pot. Though he doesn't know what to do with it, he carries it along the river, where he sees a man and his wife quarreling because the wife broke their one pot that they used to wash their clothes. The boy gives them the pot. In return, they give him a coat. Since the boy isn't cold, he carries it along. He comes to a bridge. There's a man shivering. The man was attacked and robbed of everything but his horse. The boy, of course, gives him the coat. The man gives him the horse. The story goes on. Not knowing how to ride, the boy walks the horse into town, where he meets a wedding party with musicians. The bridegroom and his family are all sitting under a tree with very long faces. According to custom, the bridegroom is supposed to ride a horse into the ceremony. Just what the boy has. How could it be more perfect? The boy gives them the horse. They say, "Oh, what can we do for you?" And the boy looks around and he spots the musicians. And he says, "Well, I'd really like a drum. Which they gladly give him. Sometimes we don't understand why we've been given the things that we've been given. It's okay. Just take it. Appreciate the value that it has in life, for life. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for you to share. Oh, can we just keep saying yes, yes, and do our good? Sometimes when we are resisting our good instead of living it, then maybe a little prayer of appreciation would be appropriate. And what I mean by that is, I appreciate the goodness in my life. I appreciate that the answer that I'm seeking is already within me. I appreciate that the people that I love, let me love them. I appreciate that my life has meaning. A little prayer of appreciation allows us to sink into our good and say thank you. Another viewpoint from the science of mind. What we see in others is simply a reflection of what we believe within ourselves. And when we come to realize our own true natures, we must at the same time come to the same realization for others. As we appreciate ourselves, we automatically appreciate others. If we are grateful within ourselves, there is a constant gratitude that is flowing to others and the world. That appreciation, love, and gratitude toward others would then draw the same from them, and there would be a perfect union between us all. It would mean the true brotherhood of all people, as written in the Science of Mind. So, it is the experience of appreciation that magnifies the gratitude. Gratitude by itself, it is very good, it's powerful, it's magnificent, it's important. Gratitude accompanied by appreciation demonstrates our acceptance of the good in our life. I do it like this. I am grateful because. It's the because that allows me to express my appreciation. It's the because, the why, that really takes it in. And I feel more than just saying, I'm grateful for Fred. Why? Well, because he lets me love him, and he loves me. And I get to reveal myself, and way too much that I shouldn't say on Facebook, that but if I can't get to that, the why, well, no harm, no foul, but if I do, if I'm willing to add that element of appreciation for what I'm grateful for, it really does shift. Is it possible that there is no secret power of the gratitude journal? That in the end, the journal doesn't matter? It's not the product, it's the process that changes us. It's the practice. You know, the gratitude journal could just simply be the device. A good analogy. A device, a shovel, for digging a new channel through which the restless mind can flow, freeing itself to send a message to the world. So I really like that idea. If my gratitude journal will allow my mind to be freed so that I may send a message of love to the world, you betcha. That's a good process. That's a good practice. I'll do it. So we have one more day, and we'll have completed our month on gratitude. So now what? Have you been changed? Have I been changed by our gratitude practice? Will we do things differently? It is in the present moment that the power exists to say, I have a new way. No matter how slight the shift, how small the nuance, the practice continues to lead us. In fact, we might regularly ask ourselves, have I touched the place of stillness where God is being me and I am being God? It's not about freeing ourselves from being human. It's about the dance between your human and your divine nature. Accepting your good, your God, and sharing your understanding of it, your appreciation of it. And so with this awareness, may we continue to be grateful, specifically, thoughtfully, mindfully, recognizing our good individually and collectively. And as we let the appreciation for our good move us into action, we can trust that there is a ripple and an echo in the world that is harmonizing and unifying life. Gratitude does not end with the calendar. Well, it doesn't need to. The practice continues. Let it continue to lead and guide each one of us. We're moving into the season of light. Let's move into it with gratitude that the light is illuminating our lives. So I invite you to let your appreciation for this life intentionally and specifically be made known. Live your best life every day. Let us be aware of the echo in the life that we share, the echo of love. My prayer of appreciation is for us. I appreciate us. I appreciate who we are together. I appreciate us individually. I appreciate the light that I feel emanates in us and through us and as us. I appreciate what we share and the ways that we share it. May you know that who you are matters. You are loved beyond measure. And that your life, it's making a difference. It is that echo in the world, the echo of love. I appreciate you. Thank you. And so it is. And we're back with our amazing band, who I appreciate so much. Let's show them how much we appreciate them.
Oh, thank you.